Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President, Deputy High Commissioner. Austria aligns itself with the statement on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Let me first start by thanking Commissioner Kristalina Georgieva for her inspiring words. I would also like to thank High Commissioner Filippo Grandi for his statement and his tireless efforts to protect and improve the lives of persons of concern to UNHCR. We equally thank all UNHCR staff for their relentless dedication and work in often difficult and dangerous operation environments. A historic process has started with the New York Declaration, including the implementation of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework in certain countries, meant to lead into the Global Compact on Refugees. The legally non-binding text, as proposed by the High Commissioner, is an important step forward to better respond to the contemporary challenges of large movements of refugees. The text also proves that effective multilateralism can lead to the establishment of a comprehensive and practical instrument. Multilateralism, grounded in the fundamental principles of humanity and solidarity, can thus bring real change to the lives of refugees. We would like to thank UNHCR once again for having led a very skillful, diligent, and extremely transparent and inclusive consultation process to the Global Compact on Refugees. With more than 68 million people displaced worldwide, we remain confronted with unprecedented humanitarian challenges. Protracted crisis situations in Syria, South Sudan, Afghanistan, and too many other countries and regions continue to cause massive displacement and large-scale refugee movements. In Rakhine State, renewed violence has forced more than 700,000 Rohingyas to flee Myanmar and seek safety in Bangladesh. The situation in North Africa remains highly complex, leading to new and protracted refugee situations as well as mixed movements by land and by sea. Especially in Libya, the political instability continues to affect the population and aggravates the protection environment for refugees and asylum seekers. The Austrian government has recently provided 1 million euros in order to support UNHCR's Libya operation. Austria is still among those European states hosting one of the highest numbers of persons of concern to UNHCR. In addition to providing accommodation and basic care for asylum seekers in need, my government has considerably increased expenses on measures for integration, such as language and orientation courses. The year 2018 marks the 20th anniversary of the guiding process. The year 2018 marks the 20th anniversary of the Guiding Principles on Internal Displacement. Considering that about 40 million people were displaced inside their own country, Austria